This is Twit.
Okay, so under our rhetorically named What Could Possibly Go Wrong section, we have Amazon Ring's announcement Thursday of their autonomous home security flying webcam.
The thing that surprised me when they announced this, Lisa has forbidden cameras in the house forever.
Yes.
Rightly so. You know, she doesn't know where that video is going. I said, yeah, you look at this. You wouldn't want this. She said, oh, no, when are we going to get it? It's like,
oh.
Well, because the camera's hidden in the base until it takes off.
True.
Right?
True.
But in order to use it, you have to map your home. You actually have to take it around and say, okay, this is the garage. This is the kitchen. You have to teach it the layout of your house.
Yeah.
Like the first thing you do.
It's named the Always Home Cam. It will cost $250 and is slated to start shipping next year. It is self-docking to allow it to recharge. And it's able to fly around its owner's home on pre-approved paths, as you mentioned. And it's supposed to allow homeowners to check to see if they left a window open, forgot to turn the stove off, check to make sure robbers aren't breaking in, presumably. Because they're also billing it as a security feature. And perhaps not surprisingly, this announcement has been met with some mixed feelings.
Yes.
Rick Holland, the CISO and VP of strategy at Digital Shadows, in an interview, he told ThreatPost, "For privacy advocates, the concept of an untethered IoT device surveilling the house is a little disturbing. Coupled with Ring's controversial privacy practices, the adoption of the drone could be low. However, those that have already embraced the concept of in-house security cameras are likely to be excited. The prospect of having a single drone monitor your house instead of multiple individual cameras would be alluring." And this is exactly Lisa's position. It's like, hey, instead of having, cameras like steadily looking out into our various rooms, this thing gives you total coverage potentially, as long as it's you who are flying it around and looking at things. Because, consider the idea of it getting taken over and someone in Russia taking a stroll around your house using this thing. I mean, really, that's what's going to happen. Ring, for its part, said that they built in privacy into the physical design, noting that when the drone is docked in its charging base, the camera is physically blocked. The camera's down on this. It's sort of think of it as a big T shape where the top of the T is a big square. So it's a square with a square post that drops down from the center of this T, and the camera is down at the bottom of that. So when this thing descends into its dock, the post is going into a square-shaped hole, thus preventing this thing from seeing anything. So it's clear that the camera cannot be seen. But it's funny, too, because they said the device also has been designed to hum at a certain volume. So it's clear that the camera is in motion and recording. And I thought, wait, hum? Are you kidding me? Has anyone here not ever heard
drone
fly? I mean, you can't hear yourself think.
Yeah.
Generating the lift required using four tiny designer approved props, because of course this thing has to look cute and right. And that requires that they spin at thousands of revolutions per minute. At least I suppose we don't need to worry about the thing creeping up on anyone and surprising them. And then what occurred to me is, what I want to know is whether no one who designs and tests these things has a dog or cat at home, because this thing would drive the pets insane.
Yes, it would.
They would dive under the bed and never be seen again. you know, this terrifying flying down the hallway.
Right, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, my God.
Wow.